You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Someone started off the new year with a bang, Jer. The sixth largest Powerball jackpot ever, $842 million. There was a winning ticket sold. Sadly, it was not in the great state of Colorado. Somebody up in the great state of Michigan picked up that money.
Hey, congrats. That's big.
They say the cash option for this one would be about $425 million before taxes. So somebody will find a way to swear by with that, I guess.
Pretty good way to start the year.
The ban, it's a ban on single-use plastic bags at checkout at grocery stores and other stores, went into effect yesterday. You probably will not see many of them anymore. You'll have to take the option of using a recycled paper bag at a minimum of 10 cents a pop, and some municipalities charge a little bit more than that. So you got to remember your reusable bags. Like me, I keep them in the back floorboard of my car, and I'm sure I'll be one of those people who does an about face when I get to the entrance to the grocery store. I'm like, oh, that's right, my bags.
I usually now, I like to leave mine at home by the garage store.
Right.
So when I need them, they're not in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's usually where I remember them.
Some people are wondering, they're like, hey, I saw one, you know, yesterday in the store. The law is written so that stores cannot buy them anymore to place. So once they run out, they can't replace them. So if go into a store today, yeah, there's a good chance you'll see stores that will still have them. It's just that they can't reorder them now. That's the way the law is written to explain that. There's another law that went into effect. It's capping the amount of money that renters can be charged for their pets. A lot of times landlords will add a pet fee to the rent, or they'll charge more for a deposit. And now that is being capped by state law. 1.5% of your monthly rent, or $35, whichever is greater. So,
okay,
there's that. Nuggets won last night. That was good. Tonight, the ice is down at the ballroom. The Avalanche will be at Ball Arena hosting the New York Islanders tonight. The college football finals. Did you watch any college football? Probably not.
Oh, man,
you?
I was glued to it, Dom.
You didn't watch a lick of it, I guess.
A second of it.
Man, I watched a lot of football over the last 2 days. The last 2 days, I was football crazy. So I know that Gretchen is going to be very happy when all of this is over. Michigan Wolverines are now going to take on the Washington Huskies for the national championship on Monday night. Yesterday, Michigan beat Alabama in an overtime thriller, and Washington knocked off Texas. So I say, go blue. Snoop Dogg is going to be part of the Olympics. What do you think about that?
For shizzle, I like it. That's great.
I got to admit, it's going to add a fun element to it.
It needs it too, for God's sakes. It needs it bad.
Yeah.
Olympics are boring.
The announcing at Olympic Games is rather stodgy. And a lot of it probably has to do with the fact that the Olympics themselves are stodgy, right? You know, they just don't allow a whole lot of let's say color when it comes to, you know, the presentation and the broadcast and stuff like that, that they can't really dress it up. The Olympics makes you follow all of these certain rules. Like, I'm not even supposed to be saying the word Olympics, just to give you an idea. So anyway, Snoop Dogg, though, is going to be part of the coverage for NBC this year, NBC and Peacock. He will offer his commentary along with interviews of the athletes. Yawn. And his, I mean, really, if we could stop all athlete interviews, the world would be a better place.
You're probably right.
There's nothing more stupid than athlete interviews. It's just because never in history has an athlete said anything in an interview that we didn't already know. And yet we're glued to, what are they going to say?
They do need to run the ball and make more plays.
Yes. Taking it one game at a time. Blah, 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 blah. He also, Jeremy, Snoop Dogg there, that is, will be visiting various French landmarks and giving us almost like a little travel log.
Oh, that'll be kind of cute.
So, there's
cute.
That. Anything else I want to cover? I don't think so. Oh, you know, we could talk. I guess this earthquake that hit Japan, nasty, man. It was like a 7.5 and is right along the western coast. Japan is right there on that fault line that circles the Pacific Ocean. They call it the Ring of Fire. And Japan is like right over this. I mean, it's probably where Japan came from.
Yeah,
probably.
It's a bad place to be, yeah.
Yeah, and those fault lines. And I was reading something about it that was really interesting, that some fault lines, if you imagine the two plates rubbing up against each other, going horizontal to each other, they said this one was more of a vertical.
I thought so.
Shit.
I thought so.
Oh, my God. I mean, talk about even a worse predicament, I would think, in terms of damage. If it's horizontal, that's, I mean, it's still bad, but the vertical shifting of those plates?
Bad news bears, man.
Dozens of people already on the death toll, and they say that could climb as rescuers continue to dig through the rubble. And there's been dozens of large aftershocks as well. There are even people, like over 1,000 people, who are trapped inside some of those bullet trains for almost 11 hours before they were freed. There were tsunami warnings that caused thousands of people to evacuate some coastline villages, but those warnings have now been lifted. Go back to the bullet trains. Don't you wish we had bullet trains? I mean, have you seen these things?
They seem pretty fast.
Hence, yeah, like, what, a couple hundred miles an hour or something like that?
Yeah.
How fast are the bullet trains going in Japan? Is it 200?
I don't know.
I got to look that up. But I would really love to have some bullet train action going on. You know, as a nice, especially if they could make it comparable to airfare stuff, you know, in terms of the cost, to be able to sit on a train and just get your work done while you're zipping along
at
a few hundred miles an hour.
Seems pretty cool.
All right, what else is trending?
Well, I love that here we are sitting on January 2nd, where a lot of people are diving into their New Year's resolutions the past 2 days. Probably a lot of dieting and exercising going on. And I also love that today is also National Buffet Day and National Cream Puff Day. So that kind of helps
buffet
you get your
day.
New Year, New Me started, as you can wander into a buffet today and probably get some pretty decent deals.
So go to a Golden Corral.
Get you some of that. Let's ruin your workout for the new year. Some numbers trickling out about the amount of confetti that was dropped into Times Square. These numbers come out this time every year. This time around, 100,000 pounds of confetti dumped into Times Square. And to clean it up, 187 workers from the New York City Department of Sanitation. A bunch of mechanical brooms, collecting trucks, backpacks with blowers. I watched a little mini documentary on the confetti that they drop on Times Square, and you would think that they do it by big confetti cannons. It's all mechanical, you would think, because it's so much. But the guy that's in charge of it still selects some lucky people to go up to the top of the buildings with boxes
You're
full
kidding.
Of confetti, and they scoop out handfuls and throw it over the edge. They
You're
still
kidding.
Do it by hand, and he says the reason they do it, and if you watch this video about it, is it brings the people so much joy. And every one of the people throwing the handfuls of confetti had the biggest smile on their face, like they were just kids again, as they're just heaving it all over the tops of these buildings. So, yeah, it's still all done by hand.
That's pretty
which
funny.
Which is really neat.
That.
Really, really neat. So
yeah, I would have thought it was some sort of confetti cannon.
Yeah, no, it's all by hand. So
do they have big, giant fans behind them?
No,
so when,
you're up that high, the wind just takes it and rolls with it. So yeah, I'm sure you can find that on YouTube if you want to watch it. Taylor Swift broke a new record. She was once again number one on Billboard's top 200 this week, surpassing Elvis Presley for the most ever number one weeks of any solo musician. He was up there for 67 weeks. She hit 68. And he's like, what the hell, man? What the hell?
Oh,
what the hell, Taylor? The biggest TMZ video floating around today is Ian Ziering. You guys remember him from 90210. He got into a physical altercation with a group of bikers in Los Angeles on Sunday, where he thought they clipped his car or something. He got out to investigate, and they jumped him. And the video is intense of all these guys jumping Ian Ziering. He got away, it looks like, but the videos are everywhere. His daughter witnessed the whole thing. And the amount of people that just stood there and watched it go down was so surprising to me that nobody kind of, you know, tried to
step up. Would you jump in with bikers?
If there was a bunch of us jumping in, yeah, you'd have to try to jump in and help. But nobody jumped in. Every person lined up had their phone rolling on this poor guy. He could have been killed.
I've never heard of the guy. I didn't ever watch that show.
You've never heard of Ian Ziering?
Is his name pronounced Ian or is it Ian?
It's Ian Ziering, yeah. Remember Sharknado when Sharknado came out? Hey, exercise experts are speculating that here in 2024 is going to be the year of men's butts. They say more men have been embracing the big booties, and they're seeking to maximize gains this year in 2025. They say slim figure-hugging pants sales are up 55%. So dudes just want to show off their butts in the new year. They say essentially it's because you can actually show off your progress because you can't just walk around showing off your abs all the time. But you can show off that booty all day long. You going to do some squats this year, Dom? Get rid of that frog butt?
No. I probably won't do squats.
No skinny jeans for DT this year.
I don't like skinny jeans.
This is kind of a funny story. The Spirit Airlines employee who put a six-year-old on the wrong flight to Florida has been let go, what? According to the airline. A little six-year-old Casper. Little Casper was supposed to fly to Fort Myers for Christmas, but he was put on a plane by himself to Orlando instead.
And well, at least
family,
he got to go to Disney.
Right. The family was reportedly first told that he missed the flight, but that was proven false when little Casper called his grandma from Orlando. Grandma? I'm in Orlando. The gate agent who made the error has lost their job because they say this is something that you cannot mess up on. You got to get the kid to the right location.
Well, how do they even? Because when you fly, they scan your boarding pass thing at the gate.
It's a busy, busy holiday season.
Wrong gate?
It's bound to happen, Dom. Haven't you seen Home Alone 2? It's bound to happen. And I love this story.
I haven't seen that one.
I was
going
to say,
no,
he hasn't. So I love this. We've already got a silly lawsuit for the new year. A woman is suing Hershey's for false advertising over photos that appear on the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pumpkin packaging when it comes out in Halloween. The package shows a face on the pumpkin-shaped chocolate, but when you open it up to dive in, the actual candy does not have a face on it. And Cynthia Kelly is mad as hell. She's suing Hershey's for $5 million over this distress. She's also saying if you go pick up the pumpkin Reese's ones, there's no laces on there that show that it's a... I'm sorry, did I say pumpkin? Football. If you pick up the football one, there's no laces on it. So that's
another
one.
Yeah, this
is
what we need to be tying up our courts with.
Yeah, so is this worth $5 million? I don't know. Have you ever had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Dom?
Oh, you know what I got in my stocking this year?
What'd you get?
It was called a Reese's bar. It was like Kit Kat, but Reese's.
Was there a crunchy wafer
sense.
Inside of it or something?
Mm-mm. No, it was chocolate. It was like a Reese's, but it was done as like a bar that you break one off. And for whatever reason, it tasted better than a regular Reese's.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I'm already a big fan of that.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Anything else I want to tell you? I should probably send this link over to you, give it to your wife. It says the American Poison Center saw an 11% increase in reports of mushroom poisoning in 2023, Dom.
Yeah.
They said all these amateur mushroom collectors are going out and eating mushrooms and they're dying.
Well, I will say, in her defense, that's one of her things is helping people to not make those mistakes.
Die. Don't die.
She's an educator with that.
That's good.
And you
that's
know what?
Important.
I should tell you something. She's claiming, because normally when I get a cold, it's at least a week that I'm going to suffer through it. Mm-hmm. This was like 4 days, and I'm already feeling so much better today. And she is insisting that it's because she forced this turkey tail on me. Are you hip
I'm
to
guessing
the
it's a
tail?
Mushroom.
Yeah, turkey tail is a mushroom, and she makes a little gummy out of it.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly packed with antioxidants, and they use it for all sorts of stuff.
Or she's slowly poisoning you.
Or she might be killing me. I've already said if I die strangely in the next year or so, she did it. Just arrest her.
It also sounds like a Kama Sutra position.
The turkey tail?
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, listen, you can thank me. You're feeling better because of this turkey tail gummy that she made.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and by the way, before
we'll
people text in and say, what's the recipe for the... I don't know.
You make your own gummies at home.
Make your own gummy turkey tail stuff.
All right,
but I did do some reading on it, and turkey tail is... They even, like, supposedly give that to patients who are battling cancer and chemotherapy sickness and stuff like that.
Hey, I've got quite a bit of money tied up in psilocybin research, so good for her. Keep doing it.
Good.
Keep doing it.
And one last update. Yeah. The bullet trains operate at a maximum of 186 miles per hour, but they can hit 200.
I'll be damned.
I tell you, man, we need some bullet trains.
Speedy. All right, we got this.
Clickbait.
Prepare to be underwhelmed. It's on our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy on the FB. I do. These stories are cute. It's a cute story. It's a set of twins.
We'll be the judge
that of that. Were born in two different years. These stories could pop every now and then. As one of the twins was born December 31st, the next one, she waited a little bit and then squeezed it out on January 1st. So two different years.
I like the story. Let me ask you this.
It's cute.
Don't you feel like when they start having twins that late on December 31st, that the doctors and the parents
kind of go
into cahoots together?
Yep.
Like, we're going to make this one wait.
Yep.
Just, you know, we're going to, like, we'll put our hand up there and block the baby from coming out.
Because the older one
was
at 11:48 and the other one came in at 12:28. So, I mean, they held back for quite a while.
Quite a difference, yeah.
But if it was like 11:50.
But I mean, if it's 11:59, I would be like, hold on. You like shove the kid back in.
Push quick. Now hold it. Push now hold. Anyway.
I think I would do that.
Yeah, I would totally do that. Yeah. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Check it out, bro.
Anyway, just our conspiracy theory around that.
Cross your legs.
Now we're going to get all the medical people who are going to write us text messages telling us that we're idiots.
You shouldn't actually hold the baby in. It can cause your head to explode.
Don't shove a child back in,
Stop shoving children back into the womb.
Thanks for having fun with your boys in the morning.